about the U.S. Supreme Court's recent decision that essentially struck down affirmative action. We'll be talking about ways in which higher education can respond and still seek diversity among student populations. My guest, Paola Cecchi D'Amelio, with Harvard's Kennedy School of Government and Law School, has just written an op-ed about this in the Los Angeles Times. Monday's morning show begins just after 8.
This is WGTD HD, serving Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. You're listening to Community Matters, a program that explores and highlights various local issues and organizations. It's hosted by Jane Herring, a former marketing manager at Gateway Technical College, Jenny Tunkies, former reporter for the Kenosha News, and a former chief of staff for the Kenosha County Executive, Marcia Connett, who is a Southeast Regional Consultant for Wisconsin Literacy, and she provides literacy education support and management expertise. And Xander Miller, a librarian at the Kenosha Public Library, who also works on technology and digital skills. Community Matters also shares its time slot with the 30-time award-winning WGTD Radio Theater. And now, here's today's program.
I'm Gregory Berg, and on Monday's morning show here on WGTD, we'll be talking about the U.S. Supreme Court's recent decision that essentially struck down affirmative action. We'll be talking about ways in which higher education can respond and still seek diversity among student populations. My guest, Paola Cecchi D'Amelio, with Harvard's Kennedy School of Government and Law School, has just written an op-ed about this in the Los Angeles Times. Monday's morning show begins just after 8.
This is WGTD HD, serving Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn.
I'm Jenny Tunkies, and welcome to Community Matters. I am thrilled today to talk to Rochelle Castenson, who is part of the large volunteer fair board that helps organize and operate the Racine County Fair, which is July 26th to the 30th. And it's really important to note that the Racine County Fair is the second largest in the state. So Rochelle's going to tell us about what makes the Racine County Fair so exciting, why you should go July 26th through the 30th, and all the great things there are to see and do. Welcome, Rochelle.
Thanks. I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you. So first, let's talk about the Racine County Agricultural Society, Inc. That's the organization that runs the Racine County Fair, all volunteer, no paid staff.
Yeah. So we, and actually when you come and visit the fair, you have to go visit the Mercantile Building. It was just newly renovated last year, and you can find the whole history of it and how the Ag Society started. But we meet once a month, a board of directors who's voted on by the Racine County Ag Society members. So there's 39 of us, and we meet monthly to make decisions about the fair and discuss upcoming things. So the Ag Society itself is bigger than what our board is, but the board is who plans and executes the fair.
Oh, what other things does the Ag Board do?
So we plan different events at the fairgrounds or help with rentals and maintain the facilities and grounds. We have our board also provides and contacts different vendors, your food vendors and non-food vendors that are at the fair. We work to seek out entertainment and music acts and those kinds of things that are at the fair that family just loves to come and visit. So we have a bunch of committees, and all of our board is on different committees to help plan and execute all those things that make the fair what it is. You know, we want it to be a memorable experience for everyone who attends.
Can you give us a little history about the Racine County Fair? It's my understanding that it actually first started in the 1800s.
It did, yeah. It started in the 1800s, and then about actually last year was our 100th annual Racine County Fair at the, so this will be our 101st annual Racine County Fair. And it started in Old Settlers Park, and then the Ag Society purchased the land next to it. Like I said, that Mercantile is the go-to spot if you want that history lesson. So the park is still owned by Racine County. The fair just utilizes that during fair week. And then the Ag Society owns like the parking lots and the buildings more on the south side.
Okay, great. So are we talking about mostly farmers and farm families who are part of this ag board, agricultural board?
I think agricultural roots are just such important to the fair industry. You know, the fair industry started with a way for people to show their baked goods, to show their crops, to show their animals. And over the years, it's really progressed into a bigger community event. Although a lot of our families and things are agricultural based and things, we also have some members of our board who don't have an agricultural background, but have, you know, the entertainment side of things. So I think that we work really well as a group together to cohesively plan something that, you know, kind of brings the rural and city together. And that's an opportunity for everyone, whether it's they're coming there for an educational experience, whether they're coming there for live bands or maybe to one of our grandstand events. There's really something for everyone in different aspects. And I think our board really shows that too.
Great. So a fair for people who've not been to a county fair, it's not just for people who live west of the interstate. It's for everyone.
So in Wisconsin, there's actually 75 county, district, and state fairs, Racine County being, again, one of the biggest. There really is something for everyone, whether you want to go and see the animals. We have an interactive petting pen where you can go and pet different animals and be a more hands-on experience. We also have, you know, Thursday is Children's Day, so anybody can come and there's different children's activities. We have cream puff eating contests. We have, you know, the exhibits. Anybody can actually exhibit at the Racine County Fair, although our entries are closed for this year. Any age can enter. So we have photography, antiques, woodworking, sewing, arts and crafts, and all those things that people can participate in. And of course, the food. Everybody loves the different food options that are at the fair. And then you have the carnival. So there's just, like I said, there is really something for everyone, whether you want to come there and see animals, you want to come there to eat, you want to come and hear music, you know, there's a lot of different options. Something new this year happening at the fair is our stingray encounter. So that'll be open during the fair, that people can actually go touch and pet stingrays while they're at the fair.
And you mean the aquatic animal and not the car?
Yes, the aquatic animal, not the car. Definitely.
Great. So certainly a good educational experience, the interaction and the looking at the animals. I'm a farm girl myself.
Okay, yeah.
And I can't tell you how many times that other children growing up would say that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
Yeah. Definitely. No. Well, we have a really, really great group of exhibitors, youth exhibitors. So I encourage people when they're at the fair to reach out to them and talk to them. They spend all year, and you probably know, working with animals and raising their animals, and they're there to show their project. You know, this is their one week to really shine. We have so many different animals, from the horses. We have like our market animals, beef, dairy, swine, sheep, goats. We also have poultry and rabbits. And so just walking through those barns and seeing all the sights and smells is definitely just one to experience in itself.
Absolutely. So Rochelle, what was your foray into the Racine County Fair? How did you get involved?
So my involvement started exhibiting. I exhibited a lot of different projects. I started out in clover buds, which is just, you know, can't show any animals, but I can tell you I made like a birdhouse one time, and I think I did a tie-dye t-shirt. And I got to do some face-to-face judging. So talking to the judges about the projects that I made, you know, that continued my passion into home furnishings. And I did photography up until I was 19 years old. I did those projects. I then also got involved in the beef and swine projects, raising my own animals and then auctioning them off. And then in 2011, I was actually the Racine County Fairest of the Fair. So I got to represent Racine County and really show what I loved about the fair. And at the time, you know, I knew a lot about the animals and the youth exhibit side, but I didn't know much about, you know, the other things that happen at the fair. But after being Fairest, it really opened my eyes and seeing, you know, the carnival, the food, the vendors, the just the patrons and themselves and getting to talk with people. And then actually in 2012, I was the Wisconsin Fairest of the Fairs. So I traveled to different fairs throughout Wisconsin. I think I hit out of the 75, I think I went to about 55 of them. So my summer was spent traveling around and seeing the different levels in the fair industry, which got me to know many people within the fair industry. And so that brought me back to my roots now and being a volunteer with our fair board, because I just want to give back to a community that's given so much to me. And I think the fair industry itself really prides itself on working together as a community and building and growing. And, you know, that again, just executing that opportunity for people that they want to create memories and keep bringing back, because I know I have so many fair memories every year that I've been at the fair. I think the only time I haven't been there every day of the fair was when I was state fairist, because I traveled around, and I can tell you I bawled my eyes out going to a different fair because I was going to miss our fair for the rest of the 4 days that I couldn't be there. But I'm just really excited. I've grown so many friendships. I think there's so many people like in the fair industry and on our board that we've all become very close, and it's kind of like a different kind of family, you know? And I think that's really what the fair industry is. It's family and community. And I think that's just a huge aspect of it.
Well, I had no idea I was speaking to royalty.
Yeah, that was a while ago. Don't tell anyone.
Are you still, as an adult now, involved in agriculture? Do you still have...
Yeah. So I actually am a teacher, so I teach second grade. So I try to bring in as much agriculture as I can to them. My family also owns or runs and operates a crop and beef farm. And then we actually own a meat processing facility. So I kind of dabble in a little bit of everything, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
That's wonderful. That's great. Thank you. So since you brought up the fairs to the fair, for the Racine County Fair, that contest, if you will, already happened, yes, for 2023.
So we newly selected Kelsey Henderson. She is doing a great job representing Racine County. She's already gone to a couple different community events. We crowned the Fairest of the Fair earlier in the summer, so that way she can promote the fair, as she will be the official hostess to the Racine County Fair. You know, she'll be there for opening ceremonies, and throughout Fair Week, she has a long and busy week. Kelsey is no stranger to the fair industry. She grew up on her family farm in Racine County and grew up showing beef and swine. And so she is very excited. She has also interned with Case IH, and now she currently is actually interning with John Deere out in Kansas. And so she keeps coming back for all of our events, and she'll be here Fair Week. So if you see her out and about, make sure you say hi. And she is very eager to meet everybody and get to know everything about the fair industry as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. Great, great. So the Racine County Fair is considered the second largest in the state. It's my understanding, also in our listening area, that the Walworth County Fair, which is the end of August?
Yep, they're right at the end of August.
That's considered the largest. Is that your understanding as well?
Yeah, I mean, the fairs around Wisconsin are very diverse. Where we are at in Wisconsin, we kind of have a bigger demographic, so we get our fairs are a little bit bigger around this area. I think just that we don't like to say, well, we're bigger than another fair, you know. I think we all really try to work together, and if there's something we need or if we want or if they need advice or things, we're always willing to give that advice and actually we've had lots of people that come and visit our fair that visit other fairs. I know myself, I like to go visit all the local fairs in the area because you just can't get enough of that fair food throughout the week, right? That's
right.
Like your whole diet. And Walworth does run an extra day with Labor Day being in there, but I think all the fairs around here are very similar in size and similar in what they're giving to the patrons as far as experiences.
Mm-hmm. Great. And I will, this program next month, will talk to the folks from the Kenosha County Fair and the Walworth County Fair. So we'll get a full fair treatment. So we're
every January there's the Wisconsin Association of Fairs convention. So we always like to go and see all, you know, the local fairs and everything. And that's actually when the state fairs competition is. So we just have a lot of connections with the fairs around the area, and it's fun to collaborate and work with them as well.
Well, and I would think it gives a lot of opportunity to do that since the dates don't overlap. Each county, at least around here, uses different dates, and therefore mm-hmm. you can really go to all of them if you so choose.
Yeah. So fair season actually in Wisconsin just started with the Elroy Fair. That one just happened actually this past week. And then the last fair in Wisconsin is the Vernon County Fair, and that happens in about mid-August. So if you wanted to travel throughout the state of Wisconsin to fairs, you could hit one up pretty much every week.
Great. I want to remind everyone that we are talking to Rochelle Castenson, who is part of the volunteer fair board that runs the Racine County Fair, July 26th through the 30th. This is WGTD HD FM 91.1. So lots and lots of activities planned. Hoping you could touch on some of them. First, let's, tell me a little bit more about what's going to happen at the grandstand this year at the Racine County Fair.
Yeah, in my opinion, we have one of the biggest grandstand seating areas. We can fit a lot of people in our stands, which is awesome. On Wednesday and Friday of the fair, there are tractor and truck pulls. So those are always a fan favorite. On Thursday, we have our monster truck freestyle show, and that one is just an additional $5, but tickets can be found on our website right now at www.racinecountyfair.com. And then on Saturday, we have a new event coming up. It's our Bulls and Barrels, which is bull riding and barrel racing, and that is free with paid fair admission. So we're very excited to have that coming to the fair. We haven't had rodeo events at our fair in a long time, so we were excited to bring that one back. And then, of course, on Sunday are our two big demolition derbies at 2 and 6, and those are always a fan favorite and packs our grandstand. So Sunday becomes a very busy day at the fair, but we're so excited for all those grandstand events. All of that can be found on our website at racinecountyfair.com, and most are free with paid fair admission except for the monster trucks.
So for those not familiar, first describe what a truck and tractor pull actually is.
Yeah, so the truck and tractor pull, there's a lot of different locals, and actually people travel here too. They bring their tractors and trucks. There are a lot of different categories based on how much your tractor weighs, or with your truck on how it's built. Our street diesel class is actually pretty big. The goal is to see how far you can pull it within the parameters. I know some classes have a speed limit that they can't go past that speed limit. It runs a couple of hours and we run two what we call eliminators, where the tractor and the truck are pulling that eliminator with weights down the track, and they try to see how fast they can go or how far they can go. So the winners in those categories do get a cash prize. We have two big nights of that because it's such a popular event at the fair.
Are these trucks that you'll find on the highways and tractors that you'll find in the fields, or are they somehow special?
It's a mixture of both. We definitely have some street classes. And for the tractors, you know, some of these guys pull their tractors that they use in the farm field every day. Some of our other tractor classes, they're, you know, more of a souped up tractor. I don't know all the exact terminology on it, but some of them get very loud. There's a couple of groups in the area that we work with that help us build those classes. And it's just a very exciting event, a very lots of power if you want to come and see trucks and tractors. So that's always a fan favorite.
And I do think that demolition derbies are a uniquely American concoction.
Yes.
If one is not familiar with what that is, just give us a little background.
So there are different size categories for a demolition derby. There's we have a compact cars category, a regular cars, and then actually you can demo vans. And the people that come to the demolition derby. They take out all the windows, and there's a bunch of rules and things they have to do to put their vehicles together. And they're, I always like the how they paint them. A lot of people, you know, uniquely decorate their vehicles. And then when that checkered flag goes, they start smashing into one another until there's, you know, the last one standing. So we actually have our demolition derby is so big that we run multiple heats at 2 and then at 6. So people like to come back at that 6 o'clock to see, you know, who's the best of the best. The mud flies, like it's pretty muddy down there. They wet the track. And so it's a lot of fun to see things crashing into one another. You know, everybody's wearing helmets and things like that. But we definitely get a big crowd for that one.
It's fun to see for people who've not been to that. You really should once in your life. It's
yeah, definitely.
And these definitely are not street vehicles. They no. used to be.
Yeah, at one point they were. Yeah, they were. Okay. But, you know, just to keep the safety of the drivers, they have to follow certain protocols. And we have International Demo Derby come in and put that on for us. So that's really exciting.
Great, great. And bull riding, I assume that's also left to professionals. That's not folks off.
Yeah. like I said, that one's a new one for us, and we're very excited. But on the plus side, on Thursday, we have a kiddie rodeo. It's called the Stick Horse Rodeo. So if you have kids that want to participate in the rodeo of things, they can go down to the horse barn at 4 o'clock on Thursday of the fair. And they don't have to bring their own stick horse. They get to make one there. And they have a whole bunch of different events planned. I'm not 100% sure what they all entail, but I do know one was like undressing a goat. So you and I can only imagine what undressing a goat would be like, but there's like barrel racing and things. So if your kids like rodeo and they want to participate, that's a free event that you can come do at the fair on Children's Day.
Okay. And that's just for children. Cause I would enjoy that. So, okay.
I know, but I don't know. After being a teacher and seeing how fast some of these kids can run, I don't think I can keep up with a lot of them.
True, true. Lots of entertainment, yes. I mean, additionally, like singing and that type of thing. Tell me a little bit about that.
We have lots of free entertainment on the ground. So once you pay your fair admission and you come into the fair, we have, like I say, we had the stingray encounter. We have a tiger show that's coming. We have a dog show that's coming. Those are all very family friendly. But we also have in our activity building in our center beer and wine area, a lot of local bands that come in throughout the afternoon and at night. So you can kind of come and relax and enjoy an ice cold beverage and really enjoy a lot of that local music on two different stages. And then there's also our kids stage where Nick's kids show will be. And there's also different kids activities there. So lots of free entertainment. New this year at the fair, beer can be purchased at the activity barn, grandstand, and beer barn, but you can walk around with it now. So in the past, you had to stay in one of those areas, so now you can walk around with it. So that's something new that's happening at the fair this year.
Oh, that is new. Great.
Yeah.
So
if you want to, you know, bounce around to your bands, you could start at one in one building and make your way to the other building, but we have pretty much had music on stages all afternoon and all evening until the fair closes.
Great. Since you brought up beer, that makes me think of food because obviously you need to have food. Tell us about fair food.
Well, I mean, what's not to love about fair food? There's so much different fair food. Our vendor committee works really hard on finding a variety of food vendors to come and to find different fair foods. You can get anything from like barbecue, mac and cheese, to popcorn, to your sweets, ice cream, snow cones. We have a lot of local stands as well that are like local groups, the Kiwanis Group, Waterford FFA, Yorkville 4-H, the Racine County Farm Bureau, they do cream puffs. So if you want to do a more local stand, there's that option. And actually, there is a stand that sells seafood, believe it or not. They do like crab rolls and bacon cheddar ranch fries. And, you know, there's lots of things on a stick. Our Pine Acres event vendor stand, they do a waffle dog. I've never had a waffle dog, but I heard they're pretty good.
So, do you have a favorite? Your way through
the fair. My favorite? Oh, I don't know. It depends on the day, really. I think one of my favorite fair foods of all time, though, is just a good hamburger or cheeseburger. I know that's not very exciting, but it's a time-tailed favorite.
I'm a corn dog fan myself.
Oh, yes. You can never go wrong with a corn dog. Our Squire's corn dog stand down the corner has been there for years. We have some other ones that do corn dogs and lemonade. So there's lots. And then in the early mornings, we even have a coffee stand. It's in the shape of a little camper. And they're open pretty early, but they have very good coffee.
Oh, that's good. That's great to know. Tell us about the carnival.
So the carnival is in the park end of the grounds on the north side. They offer daily wristbands, and actually throughout the month of July, I believe that starts July 5th, at Community State Bank locations, you can purchase a Mega Band wristband for $50. And what that is you can ride, once you have that wristband, you can ride all day, every day that the carnival is open at the fair. So those are only on sale until the 25th. And again, at Community State Bank locations. But if you just want to ride one ride or a lot of rides in the ticket kiosks in the carnival area, you can purchase those. I still love carnival rides. That's still one of my favorite things. So there's lots. Our carnival group really brings in some really great rides and options and games. So and there's food in that area too.
What is your favorite ride?
Tilt-A-Whirl.
Tried and true, old school favorite, absolutely.
Yes. Or I mean, if you would have asked 7-year-old me, I think I really like the upside down rides, but I tried to stay off of those ones now.
Right.
I'm not as adventurous anymore.
Yes, and especially don't eat the fair food and then go on the upside down ones.
Yeah, wait to have a full stomach after the rides, not before.
Right. So, you know, one of the things you said entries are closed, but let's talk a little bit about that. So you've got junior classes for the youth to show different things. Is that strictly 4-H or are there open classes in that as well?
So our youth exhibits are open to youth organizations. So actually Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts can participate. FFA, 4-H. I mean, a lot of our exhibits are 4-H members, but if you're an approved youth group through our fair, you can show at the fair. And then our open class is really open to anybody. So if you're not part of a youth group, or if you know you're older, or if you're even like a kid that isn't old enough to show yet, there's lots of different categories. Those can all be found on our website. There's a lot of fun categories to enter. There's present wrapping, where you can decorate a present, see whose present is best. Barn board decorations. There's some knitting ones. I think there was like Better with Booze cookies. You know, there's all these cooking categories. So if you go on our website and look at the entry information, there's a lot of unique categories that I think people don't really know about, but are really kind of exciting and different. I'm trying to think of some other ones. You know, if you are into canning or making jams or pickling things, there's categories for that. If you have antiques, I believe they have to be at least 50 years old. There's categories to show your antiques at the fair. And so actually the top four in each class, the top four in each class receive a what we call a premium. So they get money back for based on what ribbon you get. So they get a first, second, or third or fourth place ribbon. And then you get money back if you get one of those ribbons.
Outstanding. And again, it's too late to enter this year, correct?
Yeah, too late this year, but keep it on your radar for next year, because we have about three buildings that are full of open class exhibits of just community members being involved in the fair. I actually know a couple families, they started making it a contest. You know, they all enter a category, and then whoever does the best in that category gets to pick the category for the following year. Oh, I mean, you can even grow like purple carrots or see who has the tallest sunflower. There's a lot of unique and fun classes if you're into those kinds of things.
Great. And is this exclusively for Racine County residents?
No, it's not. No, anybody can enter. Yeah.
Great. So folks should go take a look at all the fun stuff and enter next year. So it'll give you some ideas for next year. Let's talk about, again, we touched on this a little bit, but the animals and the showing of the animals, and then we want to talk about all the auction opportunities.
Yeah, definitely. So I'll start out first with our petting pen. That's one of my favorite things at the fair because that's our hands-on experience. So you can go into the petting pen. It's open just certain hours of the day. There's baby chicks and ducks that you can hold, rabbits and goats and all that. And they're all kind of wandering around, so you get to hang out with them. But in our other barns, there's a lot of youth exhibitors that are showing their animals. And so we could start in the horses. There's lots of different categories of, riding and sometimes even like walking and halter classes. And those exhibitors have been working with their animals and keep their animals at home, bring them to the fair for fair week, and they are shown. We actually have in our horse department, a little girl, her name's Leah, and she is a trick rider. So she, throughout the fair, does trick riding and, stands up on the horse and hangs upside down. So that's a lot of fun. And so you can come and watch her throughout the fair week. Moving on to like more of our market animals, we have beef, sheep, and swine. And all of those animals are shown throughout the fair week. And they're just they're in different classes, and the judge is really looking for the quality animal that, represents its breed very well and represents itself. And they're also looking at the show person who's showing it. We have lots of different, there's different classes of based on the animal, and then also the show person itself are judged. And those animals are auctioned off Saturday of the fair. So if you're a local business or a local individual wanting to purchase an animal, all the money goes back to that exhibitor. So a lot of these kids are using it for their college funds and, their future endeavors. Then we have dairy. That's on Wednesday. And you can see little tiny calves being shown or, big cows being shown. And one of my favorite things about dairy is the Little Britches show, where the young exhibitors that are not too young to show at the fair, they come and like get to show the calves, and they are just so adorable. Some of these kids are three, four years old leading around a little calf in the ring, and it's a lot of fun to watch because their excitement on their faces really shows how much they love those animals. Then moving on to more north of those barns, we have our poultry and rabbits in cages, and they actually also get, a lot of them get auctioned off as well on Sunday of the fair. So again, those proceeds go back to those exhibitors, and they are also judged on the quality of their animal, but also then they have a showmanship class, which tests the knowledge of the kids on the species and the animal. And then we have our goat class, and then we have our goat barn, where there's lots of different goats. We have meat goats and dairy goats. Again, those are shown by our exhibitors and the showmanship. And they actually have a lot of milking demonstrations that happen throughout the fair. And there's actually a goat milking contest that happens at the fair that people can enter to see who is the best goat milker. So we got lots and lots of animals on the fair. And actually, before the fair even happens, as part of the judging, kids can show their cats and dogs at the fair. And that happens before the fair, but they still get a ribbon placement and the judge comes in. So I had the opportunity to watch cats being judged, and they asked the kids all about their cats. And some of them are house cats and some of them are barn cats, but really there's a lot of different opportunities for animals. So I'm probably missing something, but there is definitely a lot of exhibitors on our fairgrounds. And I think their excitement, they are excited for Fair Week. It's their highlight of the summer because they get to hang out with all their friends and everything in the barns. And so I encourage you to walk through the barns, see the decorations, see the animals, and also ask the exhibitor about their projects.
Again, we're talking to Rochelle Castenson, who's part of the Volunteer Fair Board that oversees the Racine County Fair coming up July 26th through the 30th in Union Grove, correct?
Okay. Yeah, on the corners of Highway 11 and 45.
Great. And, we were talking about animals and kids who show the animals. And you did that yourself. I mean, people, unless you've done it, you don't really appreciate the commitment that goes into raising and showing an animal. And you don't just leave the your goat in the barn and go home for the night, do you?
No, it's an all day thing. When you're leading up, when these exhibitors are getting ready for the fair, they're waking up really early. I remember when I showed, we'd get up at, 4:35 in the morning to beat the heat and give our animals a bath every day. And also to take them for walks. My students like to think it's really funny when I tell them I used to take pigs for a walk. They didn't believe me, but that is a thing, taking your animals for a walk, really working with them. And so they're well-behaved, and also they know what to do in the ring as to where to move their feet and whatnot. And people use big blow dryers on them to fluff up their hair, and they get like special haircuts and things like that. So kids are working really hard. On show day, some of our exhibitors are there really early before the sun is even up to make sure their animals are getting baths and things at the fair. You might see some of our wash racks where the animals are getting baths, because a lot of these animals are getting a bath every single day, getting their hair washed. And so they work really hard, and these exhibitors are also feeding their animals, watering their animals throughout the day, and checking on them.
It's a great deal of commitment. They work really hard. And you said the live animal auction is Saturday of the fair?
Yeah, so beef, sheep, swine, and goats are on Saturday of the fair, and then poultry and rabbits are on Sunday of the fair.
Okay.
And so anybody can come and bid on animals, and then they get that. They can either donate the animal, or they can take it home for their freezer themselves.
Mm-hmm. Great. And you have other auctions, yes?
Yeah, yep.
Tell us about those.
So one of our really popular auctions is the pie auction, and that happens Sunday of the fair. So actually anybody can bring a pie and be judged, and then all the proceeds of the pie auction go back to the fair itself. Then following the pie auction is our chainsaw carving auction. During fair week, we have a chainsaw artist that carves different logs and things, and then those are also put up for auction with proceeds going back to the fair. So the pie auction is very popular, and it's a lot of fun, a lot of high energy. So those are some really great auctions to attend, and with proceeds going back to the fair.
Is it too late to enter a pie for the auction? Is that closed?
No. Nope. All you gotta do is bring, I forget what time it is. I think it's like 10 a.m. on 10 to 11 on Sunday. You can check the website to verify, but you bring your pie there that day. And then there's a panel of judges who judge the pies. And it's kind of more like bragging rights. If you win, you don't really get anything. I think you get a ribbon if you win. But actually my friend and I, we always try to make a pie together, which is kind of crazy during fair week to try to be putting on a fair and then baking a pie. But we actually have our neighbors, Walworth County Fair actually always comes and brings a pie to our auction, or to our pie contest and auction. And so it's a lot of like giving back and fair community.
Great. About how many pies do you expect?
Probably between 25 to 30 pies.
Wow. That's great. Great.
And we'll always take more. We don't have a cutoff.
And who doesn't love a pie?
I know. And some of these pies are pretty expensive. We've had a pie go for $1,500 before. So it must be a really great pie. But again, it's the community giving back to the fair industry and whatnot. So it's really awesome to see.
Great, great. So how many people are you anticipating attending the Racine County Fair at the end of this month?
Well, we are hoping to hit around 100,000 people at the fair. We have a very big grounds. The best thing you can do is buy tickets online if you're anticipating coming to the fair, so that way you can skip the line and just get scanned in. Those tickets can be bought on our website. And there's areas for, parking is free, and there's also senior citizen and handicap parking available on the grounds. So looking for that. There's just something for everyone. So whether you're coming out during the day with your family or at night to have a little nightlife, that there's many opportunities. So we just want people to come again, making those memories and having fair ever fun. That's our theme this year, is because we want you to have fun that is fair ever.
That's cute. So you said parking is free, and there's ample parking. Yes. I mean, there's pretty big grounds.
It is a very big grounds. We have a very big parking lot, which is very nice. And then there's multiple gates that you can enter as well. So if you're parked on the south side, there's gates down towards the south end, and then same on the north end. So there's gates all along there next to parking.
Mm-hmm. There's also an activity building. Can you tell me a little bit about what goes on there?
The activity building with the band, live bands.
Oh, is that okay? That's
the activity building. But we also have an expo building. That one's across from the fair office, and that has a lot of different non-food vendors. You know, like your gutters and those kind of fun things. I think actually there is a fudge guy in there too. But there's a lot of things in there, and that's a pretty cool, like cool in temperature building. So it's a nice area to get out of the sun. So there's lots of vendors in there to check out. But that's a great one. Another thing I'd suggest to come for is our Children's Day, because we have lots of different youth groups that come in, and there's free activities for kids. We have a pedal tractor pull for kids. There's a kids cream puff eating contest, and then that stick rodeo, or horse stick rodeo that I talked about earlier. So Thursday is a great day to attend. There's just so much to do in 5 days. It's really amazing that we're able to fit it into that 5 day timeline. The days become long and busy, but definitely fun.
Yes. And it's amazing to me that you all do this on a volunteer basis and pull this all off. I mean, that's incredible. How time consuming is it for your board?
It's pretty time consuming. As a board itself, we meet once a month, and our meetings last probably 1 to 2 hours every month. And then off of there are a bunch of committees that just manage different areas of the fair, and they meet throughout the year. So depending on what committee it is, it's how many times they're meeting. But we even have a committee that is just focuses on our Farming Through the Ages area, where you can see tractors of different from different years and things like that. We even have a bathrooms committee who's just in charge of making sure that the bathrooms are cleaned, and you know, we have enough porta potties and things like that, which are all very important. I think that us as a group, we really honor one another and are very excited to help one another out, you know, and our board is very determined on helping one another and providing those resources for one another. So it's a great group of volunteers. It really is. And, you know, our volunteers don't even just stem from our board who meets weekly. We have so many volunteers that are in the penning pen, you know, in our open class and junior class buildings. They're watching the barns and watching all the projects, and even during the judging process. We have volunteers at the gate. We have volunteers in our parking lots making sure you get parked. We have volunteers down in the grandstands and putting wristbands on people and selling our beer and other things. And so we really couldn't put on our fair without all the volunteers that we have. I mean, our board is great. They're amazing volunteers, but we also give kudos and credit to the community, who also puts in a lot of time to the fair as well.
Wow. It's a tremendous amount of work, but so appreciated by the community. So, Rochelle, tell me again how people can get more information about the upcoming Racine County Fair.
Yeah, the best way to get information about the fair is to visit our website, www.racinecountyfair.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram for different things upcoming to the fair, and maybe see some preview photos of what to expect. Kelsey Henderson, our Fairest of the Fair, is busy posting Fairest Friday, so you can kind of see her, what she's up to. And she's actually working on some videos with different people and aspects of the fair, so you can kind of see those in-depth interviews. Tickets can be purchased ahead of time on our website, along with monster truck tickets. And so the best place to go is to our website. Look us up.
Great. Well, I am so pleased and appreciative to Rochelle Castenson for being our guest today to talk about the Racine County Fair, July 26th through the 30th, all the great things there are going to be to see, to do, and to eat. And I just thank you for being our guest today.
Yeah, thank you. And I look forward to seeing everybody at the fair. Hopefully the weather is great. you know, our crops need rain, but our fair week does not. So hopefully the weather holds out for us.
Yes, I hope so as well. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
I'm Jenny Tunkies. This is Community Matters.
You've been listening to Community Matters. All programs are archived at WGTD.org. Click shows. This is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva.